ब्रह्माणं विददाति पूर्वं यो वै वेदाश्च प्रहिणोति तस्मै तम्हदेवमात्मबुद्धिप्रकाशं मुमुक्षुर्वै शरणमहं प्रपद्ये। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ सहना भवतु। गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। ओम। रीड वर्स नंबर 12। लोभ प्रवृत्तिरारम्भः कर्मणाम समत्पृहा तजस्येतानि जायन्ते वृत्ते परतर्षभ। हे परतर्षभ, हे परतर्षभ, वन इज द बेस्ट अमंग द भरत वंश। नाउ इज शोइंग द चिन्हम। What happens, very evident, very available for our seeing, when rajasa udbhutasya, when rajas comes to us, what happens to our whole personality, it is brought out here. If you see that, you can infer what? Now the person is what? Rajas. Not to brand them. Understand that. So, lobha paradrabhyadissa asa lipsa. So, there is a desire for getting others' wealth. People have money. Only thing he wanted to get transfer that money from that pocket to which? My pocket. He want to, and not by fair means, by grabbing, by encroachment. The greed is so much. You cross the line and get the money. Okay, you can do anything for that. Paradrapya lobha pravrittihi pravartanam Samanya Cheshta. Restlessness comes. The Samanya Cheshta is fidgety. Person cannot sit quietly. Whatever activity is done is all useless. In ashram we to sit down wearing this dhoti. Person sitting next to me in the we to sit down like that. The fellow sitting next to me or backside of me is very restless. And he sees my dhoti there, lying down, like that upper floor. So he keeps putting knots on my dhoti. One Swami was giving talk and I was in the helping, you know, as a volunteer and all these things, years back. Chapati, Chapati, you know, Bombay, the sea, on the seashore, very beautiful sand, and Chapati means, you know, mouth are watering. Big wave, some 5,000 people sitting, giving talks on the pedestal. And we put a carpet all over, and people are sitting on that carpet. With some. And he said, why? Is there anything to see? Such a beautiful sand. Remove all the carpet. Let people enjoy the sand and enjoy the talk. Okay? Done. Next day, the moment the talk is over, he shouted, Brahmachari, come here. Carpet the whole place again. Enappa, what happened? He said, I have seen in my life the ugliest sight in my life. He said, what is that? He said, all these well-educated, hi-fi people listening to my talk and everybody taking sand in hand and putting down. Whole crowd is doing that. Whole 1 hour they do what? So restless. Swami said, I was looking at them, everybody doing sand like this with what? People take, I see in my own classes also, on the carpet we put, all the threads they take out slowly out of there. This is called what? Samanya Chesta. Some people don't have nails, I see them. All things they go. Do you want to listen at all? So nail biting, putting notes, so many things. I had another student in my, he's a big guy, big meal order. But he will take this chain out and move like that in the class. We had a sofa in India, we were some type of sofa. Three fellows can sit on that. And one guy will sit and move his legs so much that every other fellows are all the time jumping. They can't say, he's a big guy, so he constantly moves the leg. This fellow is moving the chain. So, when your mind is not in the class, and you're supposed to sit in the class, problem is that somehow you're not enjoying class. And you can't run away because already sat in the class. Mind is restless. Something is thinking. All these things are unconsciously, we do lot of things. Somebody suggested to me, if you take your own video quietly and look at you, you'll find you require some treatment. Lot of things we do like that. After a few minutes like that, some people do all the time. All the funny things, this is called what? Restlessness shown in the physical body. If child is restless, you immediately know, this fellow want to go out and run, want to do something, mother immediately find out, fellow is what? Then if you say no, more restless. That's all restlessness. Samanya chesta. And here restlessness for what? How to get somebody's wealth, how to get somebody's title, how to pull the carpet. That is called chesta. Arambaha kasya karmanam udyamaha. Undertaking to accomplish a job. Udyamaha. Then he starts scheming and planning to get what he wants. Not right way. By what? Cutting corners. And ashamaha. See, once you are doing planning and scheming, there is so much restlessness going inside. Ashamaha, anupashamaha. As Shankaracharya explained, harsha raga vi pravrittihi. He puja Swami says, harshartham raga. Why do you want money? I become more secure. I can have all the comfort. I can enjoy myself. I can travel around. Harshartham. I can go to Atlantic City. Lakshminagaram. I can go there. I want to go there. Enjoy. Ragartham. Harshartham raga. Adi pravritti. You can see whole Gita has taught. Kamad krodho vijayate. Jayato visayan pumsaha. Sangaste shupajayate. Sanga sanjayate kamaha. Kamad krodho vijayate. Krodha bhavati sammohaha. Sammoha prati vipravaha. Prati pramsa buddhinasaha. Buddhinasa. Pranashyati. Finished this guy. It doesn't come down, it goes more and more. That was said in Gita. Kama esha, krodha esha, rajoguna samutpavaha. Already Bhagavan has talked earlier. So spruha, sarva samanya vastu vishaya trishta. Even small things. In India, we have got two types of advertisement. All the actors do this thing, big actors. One is Dil Maage More. Dil Maage More is for what? Pepsi. Pepsi. Dil Maage, my heart is craving for more. Dil Maage More. There is another actor, competition is a Coke. This fellow is giving me something. Thanda do. Thanda chahiye. I want something cold. Cold is what? Coke. That's called. This is the advertisement in India. You have never seen all this. In India, advertisement is a different advertisement. Commercial. Now, even a desire for Coke is what? It's also Chesta. Krishna. Now, all the drinks you drink, are you ever satisfied with them? More you eat, more you drink, more you want it. Krishna. And keep changing one after the Rajasi longing. So these are the indications. Rajasi Gune Vivrutte Etani Lingani Jayante He Bharatarshava. When once the Rajas happens in the mind, person becomes very, very active, restless, craving, running around, and mind. Can this mind understand Vedanta that time? I say, you are not separate from Ishvara. Suppose I talk Vedanta to what will happen? He will think that I am crazy, correct? Nothing will happen. But I have seen this before. Even once the mind becomes this rajasi, no knowledge is possible. They become so restless. Therefore he said, this is the rajas. Now, Dal goes tamas, he is going to say, aprakaso pravrittisya. Aprakaso pravrittisya. Mato moha evaca. Tamasetani jayante. Vritthe kuru nandana. Hey Kuru Nandana, it's very nice name. One Tikakara in whole Gita enjoys each Sambodhana. What does it mean? He spends time only on that. Kuru Nandana is born with a joy for the Kuru family. Once Arjuna comes, everybody is happy. It's not easy. There are two types of people. One, wherever they go, there is happiness. Remember, whenever they go, there is happiness. Wherever the Arjuna went, there is happiness. Wherever Ravana went, what? Wherever Ravana went away, there is happiness. This fellow comes. If Ravana means, one will make you cry. This fellow was like that. Even children are crying, if Ravana is coming, keep quiet because Ravana is coming. That was the thing. So here Prahlad also like that. Saying him, you are happy. See, one thing about devotee, if in his presence, you are just happy. Because his happiness. He knows he is happy. Like a Pujya Swamiji also, if you sit around him, you are just happy. I don't know what for. Nirnivitananda. He is happy, you did also what? Happy. Always see people go for interview. Before interview, it's a better guy. When they go and meet him, come out, I don't know what they got so much. They are so happy. So here, indication is that, hey Kuru Nandana, you are the one with the joy for all of us. Especially Krishna loved Arjuna. Even to Agni Devta, he said, Agni Devta asked Krishna, what do you want? See, Agni Devta asking, you ask a boon from me. Krishna said, bless us. Let our friendship last forever. It's very big, big blessing in one's life to have a bosom friend, correct? With whom you can share everything, whom you can advise everything, with whom you can be very open and very frank also. If you have a problem, you can tell. You better work out this area. You can talk like that. And you can trust each other. Trust is the main thing to friendship. That's also a blessing he had. So Guru Nandana, now you're talking about what? Tamas now. Aprakasha, avivekaha. Aprakasha is what? No discrimination. Atyantam apravrittihi. Total indifference to activity. Cha pravritti abhavaha. Tat karyam, and that for no activity, and product is what? Pramadaha. Here, pramadaha. Mohaha. Bhranti janyam erroneous conclusion. Wrong conclusion this fellow has got. Pramada is indifference here. Avivekaha mudata. Ityartha. It's two side things. Tikakara says, Madhusudana Saraswati, you have something to be done every day. We all have something to be done called Nitya Karma. Pancha Mahayagya has to be done day after day. Svadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramatitabhyam deva pitrukadhyabhyam na pramatitabhyam atitide pobhava. All panchamahayagya came under this. Brahma yagya is studying with, learning Vedanta or Veda and teaching also. What you will learn, give back. Don't become spiritual capitalist, okay? It's better give. So whatever you learn, give. It's called Svadhyaya Pravachana Mahayagya. Then to the ancestors, whoever given you all the wealth and the culture, you do something for them also. To the devta, to the gods, offering prayers every day. And then also whoever comes to your home, he has not even given you any indication he's coming, no email, nothing, just simply present himself or herself. That is called what? Not guest, atithi. You have to give big reception and give him food also. And you remain hungry but give him food. Not that I have got only this much, let us share. No, give food to him. Atithi devo bhava. And bhuta yajna. All the lower beings, I don't hurt them. Called ecology, understand? Care for plants, trees, birds, everything we have to preserve. That's called Panchamahayagya. This fellow also knows Panchamahayagya to be done. He will never do, he will never go for class, and he will never allow people to go for class. Other thing, I will not go, you also don't go. This is fellow. Tamas. What is to be done, he knows, he doesn't do. Second level, he says, life as kaleidoscopic situation keeps changing. Each situation invokes in you, you are supposed to do certain things. Everything is fine. Now there is so much snowfall. Immediately you are supposed to, people or old people inside home, they have been locked out. You help them to take out. Anything goes wrong, you have to do it. That also they want to. In emergency, what you do, they won't do. Whatever nitya karma, they won't do. Therefore, mudata, tamasi gune vivritte. And they have got some philosophy also. Karma philosophy. Whatever happens is because of karma. Why I should interfere? Okay? That is my bad karma that you are here. You are not doing anything. If somebody falls in the ditch, it is his karma. What can I do? Somebody dies, his karma, what can I do? Somebody sick, what? Papa karma, what can I do? It's not answer. What you are there, do something. He won't do. It's very important, karma yogi. All our duties are there. Duties plus the duties in a situation, new situation, what is expected of you, do it right away now. Keep things other, now do it. Suppose there's earthquake, you do something. There's a tsunami, you have to do something. That time special duties are there. So this is called childish sake, you have to do something. You can't say, what can I do? You always remain sick. No, do. That also he won't do. Why? He is so lazy. Lazy, dull, sleepy guy. Vivrutte tani lingani. Okay? Dullness and absence of activity, indifference and indeed delusion, when tamas has increased, they are born. I thought I will finish the topic quickly. Okay? Swamiji, what happened to this fellow who always remained rajasic, who are always tamasic, who are always sattvic? What will happen to them after death? One thing is that we are always so much anxious about what? Tomorrow. For tomorrow. Somebody asked Swamiji, how will be my last next year? Except it like your previous year. Okay. One astrologer told the guy, this 3 years you have got a lot of trouble, lot of problems. Sort of very bad for you. After 3 years what? You'll be used to that. Okay. Your lot will not improve. Okay. You'll be used to that. People always worry, Swami, what will happen tomorrow? What will happen tomorrow? Nothing happened. You worry so much, anything happened? No. Now Swami told this guy, better you worry. He said, why? If you worry, nothing happened. Better you worry, okay? Still, Bhagavan wants to answer. There is a one simple logic. Whatever is your thought life has been, that is going to be at the end of your life also. Whatever predominant is there here, that alone will be at the last moment of your life. And Gita says, ante mrityu samaye ya matihi sa gatihi. Whatever the last thought is there, predominant, accordingly only you will go to the places and you will travel and reach there. That's what Bhagavan Krishna is extending, that once you are rajasic predominantly, what will be your lot, better understand, so that now you make an effort to become what? Swamiji, you told from rajas either you become sattva or what? Train goes to both the stations, correct? Why like tamas, okay? In tamas, one advantage is there. Problem is that you don't know even. So, which is better, okay? Sattva, you understand problem before it comes. I am very happy, no problem, because what? Khavate, letas hai. This is all. Okay. So, Bhagavan is cautioning you, no, or for what? More and more, sattva. Let it stay more in your life, sattva. Not tattva. Sattva. Okay. Now listen, very beautiful. Marana dvarena api yat phalam praptyate. By the death also, what result you gain? Tat api sanga raga hetukam sarvam gaunam evaiti. That is also born of the gunas only, because of your attachment. Now read the verse. Yada satte pravruddhetu pralayam yati dehabhruta ato tamavidam lokan balan pratipatyate. But when sattva has increased, when one who obtains in this physical body dies, then he gains the worlds that are free from impurities, that is the world of which those who know the highest. That is the meaning of the word. I will do according to Anvaya. Two. Parantu kintu. What? yada, here to go down, pratipatyate, sattve, tu sattve, pravrutte. When sattva increases, arises, yada, deha brut, deham viparti, deha brut, one who has the body, physical body, yati, ya prapane, he moves, he goes, pralayam yati, after death he moves, where? Tada pratipadyate amalan lokan uttama vidam. Very beautiful. Pratipadyate degen hu sattvika. Amalan. Amalan is that where the words which are not fraught with pain. Where more happiness is there. Pratipadyate degenit lokanamalan tada then uttamavidam. Those who know the highest, what loka they get, same loka these people also get it. Who? Sattvic people. Now, here, yada sattve pravrutthe. This sattva also is tāratamya. Tāratamya means super, superlative, more, see, good, better, worse, like that, good, better, best, like that. The sattva is more and more sattva, very less rajas and tamas. Sattva is predominant. Pravrutti uttate to pralayam maranam yati. That time they drop the body, or because of prarabdha kshaya. The prarabdha karma has come to end. You don't choose, body will come to end. By certain breath only you are supposed to live. That number of breaths are over, the udana vayu starts activated and it's take the jiva out of the body, nobody can stop that. That is called Mahamrityu. He is out of this body. Then he travels maranam yati pratyapadyate dehabrut. Dehabrut is what? Dehabhimani. Madhusan Sarvati puts it for one who has got I notion in this body. I am as good as this physical body. 6'6", 200 pounds, black in color. These are my measurements. This is called what? Deha Abhimani. Jeeva, individual. Deha Prut Atma Tada Uttama Vidam. When the body disintegrates, this person who has got sattva, he goes where uttama vidam, mahadadi tattva vidamiti. So he has matured to become sattvic. When he dies, he goes to the world of those who know the highest. They are the god. There in that loka, the god like Indra, who knows the subtle element, Mahadadi Tattva Vidam. Beginning with Mahat, you know, or here Madhusan Sarvajide, Hiranya Garbha. He reaches there, where these big, big people have reached. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Maha, Satyam, that he reached. Lokan, Amalan. Amalan means what? Mala is here. Pain. There is no pain. Not fraught with pain. It is like a heaven. Malahitan pratipadyate prapnoti. They gain it. Okay? Sattva, sattvic people go to heaven, have a good time there. here little pain. See, first thing is that as long as you have this special physical body, it is fraught with what? Pains and aches of different degree, correct? Every day you ask, how are you? Means what? It's a wrong question to ask to old people, okay? Never ask them, above 80, 90, how are you, uncle? He will start from his first marriage. Never talk to them, but the first is there. How are you? Some pain is there. Then you say, good morning. Good morning is a prayer. Because somehow you got up from Tamas. Now have a morning very good. Okay, that's a prayer. Good morning is what? Prayer. Good morning. Now, as long as they call Deha Dukkha Upadanam. Naishkarna Siddhikara says, this body is the upadana, material cause for what? All your pain. The doctor doesn't ask, how you are feeling, means who you means what? How is your Satchidananda Atma today? It doesn't ask like that. How is your Satchidananda Atma? Satchidananda Atma, you know, there are fellows, there are swamis, they address people like this. Dear Satchidananda Atman, hey, you don't talk to Atma, you talk to individual. Do you talk to Atma? Atma need not be addressed. Atma is okay, only you are a problem. So you should talk to the person, not Satchidananda Atma. I don't know how they address like this. And then people say, ah, he's telling the Satchidananda Atma. Bhukti is to. One day husband was so annoyed with the wife. And he asked, when Lord was distributing the buddhi, intellect, where were you? Where did you go? She said, that is the time I was getting married to you. Okay. Wrong decision. Okay. So, now come on. So, amalan malarahitan. So, these are the loka. As long as physical body is there, what is there? Pain is there. One good thing about people who die, at least they are freed from what? For physical problem. Hunger, thirst, roga, all problems are there. Everybody is attending to you. Now what? Freed, udega. But what happens? To bad to worse, you can go to hell also and suffer also. I will tell you one joke about heaven. Hell, you want to listen? You listen Vedanta. What type of people I'm getting here? See, there were three hells. One American, one British, and one Indian hell. And people were giving choices. You can go either to American hell, or Indian hell, or English hell. There's a big queue for Indian hell. There was no buyer for American hell. Everybody goes. This fellow wants to know why. There's a big queue lined up. People are lined up by. So there were three punishments in American hell. There was a nail, a bed of nail. You have to lie down on that, nail up very sharp, and they'll put pressure on you and push you again the nail. So much pain all over the body. Second thing, you are made to sit on an electrical chair and they'll give you what? Third week, you'll be whipped 100 times. The three have to be done. And they are doing very well. In America, they did very well this punishment. London, they did very well punishment. So nobody wants to go there. But in Indian hell, there was an advantage. Why? Every Indian who slept on that bed of nails, he had to remove one or two nails. You know, restlessness. He had to remove one or two nails. So hardly few nails were there. And the electrical chair, you have to sit and give current. Generally, electricity is not there in it. Always power is out. The fellow used to give whip 100 times. He used to sign the register and go away home every day. So he's not there to even punish you. So which hell you want to go? You want to go to hell? Rama, kya baat hai? See, if I ask wrong question, you should not answer, correct? Generally, you should give wrong answer, okay? Some doctor was asked by a patient, I have no appetite after I eat the food totally. What medicine I should take? Doctor said, I am giving you two pills. One you take after you enter the sleep. Second, you before you wake up, okay? He will enter where there is no pain and get special body. Listen to this, heaven. Special body where you can enjoy maximum happiness. See, our problem with the body is that you like pizza but you can't eat the whole pizza. Why? Problem. Limitation of what? Body. Sweets are still remaining there, you can't eat them. But that is not a problem. You have got special body to enjoy all the time, correct? That is called heaven because of sattva ego. Swamiji, what happened to other fellow? Rajasi pralayam gatva karma sangi sujayate tata pralina tamati Yoni Sujayate. When the Rajas is predominant, having died, he is born among those who are committed to karma. Different means and ends. Rajasi Gune Vivrutte Pralayam Maranam disintegrated the body. He gets what? He is born among the human being. Who is human being? Karmani tava adhikara shruti smriti vihita karma adhikaritvaya. See, each person seated here, the Veda says, Kuru, may you do this thing every day. Aharahar sandhyam upasita, may you do sandhya vandanam day by day. Every day without break you do it. So it gives, as a human being, Veda gives me so many things to be done. If I do those things, I will have better lot. So manushya sarira is called adhikare. Dogs and cats and donkeys don't have any nitya karma. Why? Vimukta, they don't do. We have to do it. So they are born with karma, sakti, yukteshu, manushyeshu. And these people are also what? They are very much attached to their action. They want to go to heaven. They will do very religiously all the rituals. They will do charity also. Because if I give this one, I will go to heaven. They will do it. One Swami in Rishikesh, having no position, One businessman went to him and gave him a big blanket. He said, I have got one. I don't require second. What for I should get second? You take back. I don't want it. I don't want to hold anything here. Then this businessman, he said, if I give you one blanket here, Swami, I will get 100 blankets in the heaven. Therefore, better take it. The Swami was smart, he smiled and kept. There was some satsanga, some talking was there. When this businessman was going, the Swami said, man, take this blanket away. He said, I want. He said, you know, I have to give you 100, at least one less now, 99. Take it now. So this always looks for business. Karma sakti yukteshu manushyeshu jayate tata tadvadeva prarinaha mrutaha tamasi vivrutthe. Now third one, our fellow is what? Dull, lazy, then what? Sleepy all the time. Only thing he enjoys in the life is what? Early morning sleep. You know, Monday morning sleep is very important, correct? Even husband-wife sleeping, will be always looking who gets up first and make coffee. If man is making coffee, she will not move from the bed. As such is the right. Let him make coffee, I save some time to sleep. Third thing we love is what? Sleep. One day I asked this question to Satsang. Guys, do you love sleep? Some of them could not answer. Still they are not answering, okay. So, that is most inviting experience. Jayati pralinaha mrutaha tamasi. In India, understand. The time of death also, they always find out. The person was very contemplative and died. Person was very restless. Even people try to make him sattva. He is all the time restless. And people will say, time of death has come. He will say, Narayan, 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 Narayan. They will utter Narayan. For you, they are helping you. May you become sattvic and go to Narayan. But this fellow, whole life is rajasic. You say, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. What will come to his mind? That will become alert. And say, yes, we have to take some money from Narayan here. His mind is there. Idiot, don't look at me. Don't say Narayana. Write down. Go and get money. My money is there. You take it back. So these people, you can't make rajasic, sattvic overnight. Understand? It's not a crash, something. So sattva, go to Brahmaloka, rajas become human being, and tamasa become what? Mooda yonishu. So when you die, tamasa is predominant, is born in the wombs of those who have no discriminative faculty. The cow doesn't feel that I am a small cow. I am an Indian cow. I am a Daridra cow. Okay? Nobody cares for me. I am just a cow. Now and then they will do puja to me without feeding. That's all they do. But these are the Andhra. And look at this jersey cow. Wow, how much milk she gives. Is it like it? All this comparison is not derived. No self-consciousness. They are very happy being what they are. So if I go to this Mooda Yoni, I cannot do Viveka of Atma and Atma, what is real, what is unreal, and get freedom. The Guna Atitvatvam, which we are going to talk now after next class. Guna we have talked. What Guna can do we have talked. And where Guna can do the lot also we talk. Then we talk, is it possible to get out of the bondage of this Guna? Yes, how? Just to understand, you are free from Guna. There is no other way out. You are already free from this Guna. That is the Guna Sittu. This we are going to talk about later on. So he says, Pashvadisu. Steeped in delusion, he goes become animal and animal-like Atharivani, lower Yoni. Now, the last one, Atita Slokartasteva Sankshepa Uchyate. Now, briefly summarize what has been said in the last few verses. We'll finish with that part, okay? Karma nasukrutasyahu vadvikam nirmalam phalam rajasastu phalam dukkham ajnanam tamasasphalam. Gary, to get Siddhartha Ji, now, he says in a... yes, they are already there. Atita slokar satya sankhepa uchyate. Ahuhu. Ahuhu is what? They say. They say means what? Shistaha. Aptaha. Those who are learned, they make a statement, they talk what? Ahuhu. Karmanaha sukritasya
Sattvikam Nirmalam Phalam. They say the good action done there is a result connected to sattva. Then comes what? Rajasattu Phalam, to come. And but the pain is the result of rajas. Ajnanam phalam tamasah, and ignorance is the result of tamas. So number one, visishtaha karmana sukrutasya. So sukrutam is sukrutaha. Very well done, according to scripture done, according to adhikara done, following the stipulation what is done, it called sukrutaha dharmasya, done. Sattvikasya, which is good also, when action done is good, then the shishtaha, those who are learned, those who know what it's all about, sattvikam eva nirbalam phalam, this fellow will go get a good result. See, in a common pattern also, somebody always helps others without any motive, just want to help people. Somebody always loves to treat people. Somebody just go to hospital and does free service to hospital. Just they don't want anything. These people, when they do, we know what will be their lot. They will live a happy and pure life later on. Pure and devoid of distress, they will get the result. Nirmalam phalam. The two things. If your life which is pure, not fraught with pain, not fraught with distress, just beautiful life, it shows you have done something, correct? Inference. And if you do sattvic karma, you will get this life. Therefore, always try paropkara eva jivanam. See that there is no selfishness in my action. Always want to help others, want to help all. Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, that is my prayer. One thing is there, sometimes I cannot help other people money wise, I cannot help time wise. At least make a prayer, include that person in your prayer. Recently I got one boy from the village. He lost one his eye for the retina detachment, and some doctor performed some surgery. He lost eyes. He's only 20 years old boy. I got all his paper. I shall find out in a week also. I tried something and make a prayer also. How to live a life without one eye? So therefore, whenever you see something, at least you can make a prayer. Some area we are helpless, okay? The person is in such a condition, helpless. But you are out there, that shows that there is some connection. Why? You should be there to see what the other person is suffering, correct? Therefore, it becomes an official duty for either you help, if you can, or make a prayer, that also is what? The help, okay? So, nirmalam phalam, rajasattu phalam dukkham. Now listen, a person is so restless. When the restlessness, and even if he enjoys something, it won't give him complete joy. As a limited person, he may get any amount of money till he feels what? He is a small person. And the smallest bothers him, therefore he will be always inside, you can say, I got money, but this is called what? There is all self-centered unhappiness is there. That is called dukkham. Karma dikara phalam api dukkham eva karana anurupyad rajasam. The last he says, tatha ajnanam tamasa. Person, but the more thing also, person about rajas, person want to achieve lot of things, power, position, money, name, fame, and immediately want to get it. But there is pressure to get it. That time they will always cross the boundaries. They don't mind, by dharma I get it fine, by adharma also I get it fine. I want to get it. Therefore they always cross because of pressure. They cannot follow dharma all the time. So they have to pay for it. See, if you follow dharma, you are paid. If you follow adharma, what? You have to pay for it. And the payment is always very sad, very painful. And lastly, ajnanam tamasa tamasasya karmana dharmasya purvavata.
So ignorance is the result of the tamasa.
Means there is no discriminative analysis possible. Become moodaha.
Again one more verse we can go.
Tattva sanjayate jnanam.
Rajaso lopa eva cha.
Pramadha moho tamasaha.
Avato jnanam eva cha.
What else comes from this guna is again brought out in this kimcha gunebhyah bhavati.
From the sattva born knowledge, and indeed from rajas, the greed, apathy and delusion are born, and from tamas so called ignorance.
See what result I will get in next birth. Was said.
Now he's telling in this verse, if rajas is predominant, what the result you will get in this birth?
If tamas is predominant, what will be your lot in this birth itself? He said,
sattva sanjayate labdhatukat sanjayate,
knowledge which liberates. He gets the knowledge because of sattva.
Any person is sattvic, you can see slowly they will always gravitated towards the Brahma Vidya.
Dullabham trayamevaitata devanugraha hetukam manushyatvam mumukshutvam mahapurusha samshrayam.
Devanugraha hetukam,
because of deva anugraha punya only you get three things: what?
Human form and desire to learn. And you meet a person who can teach.
The three things you get, you understand, you lived a right life earlier, and therefore you got all the three.
Therefore, jnanam.
Therefore, rajasa lobha.
Evacha, from rajas you get greed. And that greed, you nobody can satisfy.
Pramado moha cha ubho tamasa bhavataha.
See, the pramada indifference. And greed is born of tamasaha.
Now, Pujya Swamiji brings out very beautiful. All our emotions also.
See, sneha, preeti, love, affection.
It's a very beautiful emotion, can give you freedom.
But when between two persons it happens sometimes, they become obsession.
I love you, therefore don't move. Correct?
Don't you understand? I love you. Sit down. Because I love you. Correct?
So this is control immediately.
Otherwise, I want to run away from you because you love him or her.
Why do you watch TV? I am there. Sit down. Don't. I love you.
This is what?
Tu mera bandhan ban gaya beta ra.
Aise karega.
And third one is a very beautiful. Very beautiful, very bad is what?
Same love obstructed become hatred. Understand?
Anybody hates me or you means he loves you earlier, correct?
The same love, other form it comes is what? I hate you.
Okay? The hatred is a tamas.
Obsession is rajas. And freedom is what? Sattva for the love.
So this is beautifully said now.
Now again he said, Urdvam gacchanti sattvastaha. Madhye tishtanti rajasaha.
This verse we'll see next time. Okay?
Please bear with us for a few minutes.
Siddhartha ji has to make some few important announcements.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Namaha. Hari Om.